Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's more than just your output, more than a bike. When you hear your shout out, you know it's all right. Put on your magic pants and let's go. We're cruising into the power zone. Clip in, set yourself free. Come on and take a ride with me. You know what you need to know and what's it all about. Everything you need, it's on the Clip Out.
Welcome to the Clip Out Podcast, episode 344. This is Crystal O'Keefe.
And this is Tom O'Keefe. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. So if we sound crabby,
yeah,
it's because we had an awful night's sleep and it's my son's fault.
It is.
I won't bore you with the details. Instead, I will bore Patreon listeners with the details of what
I tell you what.
Oh my goodness.
I am constantly amazed at what teenagers can manage to do.
Yeah. So
or not do.
Yes. So it was quite a dipshit moment, and we will share that with you.
Yes.
In the Patreon.
Yes, but we will.
but I guess we should start by just some house cleaning, reminding people that the book club is coming up and it will feature Ross Rayburn's Turning Inward.
It sure will. God, this book is so good. I've been enjoying it so much. Just a reminder, we are going to be discussing on February 13th at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Okay. So I will not have read it.
Of course.
Because
we're used to that.
I'm a slow reader. Just show people how slow of a reader I am.
No, here we go.
I feel like we need to illustrate this.
The Ferryman.
The Ferryman. It's a book Crystal and I happen to read at the same time.
Yeah.
Just a complete fluke. And it's by a guy who wrote a book called The Passage, which is
so good.
A great book. Like if you like Stephen King's The Stand, it's like that level good. So we're reading on our Kindle. It shows you how much time it will take you to complete the book. So I realized I've been reading the book for, I don't know, a week and a half or so. And I realized that Crystal's reading it because on her lock screen, it shows the same book, right? So I was like, oh, what percentage are you at? She's at 7%. And then she says, well, I don't really look at percentages. I look at how much time I have left. So she's at 7% and it tells her she has like 10 hours and 15 minutes left to read this book. And I'm like, I'm at 43%. So I was like, let's see how much time I have left to read this book. So just to recap, 7%, 10 hours and 15 minutes left of read time. Me, 43%. 9 hours and 45 minutes of read time.
And then after our fun night last night, I'm now at 20%.
Right. Whereas I'm at 51%. So she will finish this book before me.
Sorry.
And that's why I don't do the book club, because it's like that would
be the only book you'd ever get to read.
The only thing I'd ever read would be book club books. I would never read my own stuff. So yeah. So, but anyway, that's what's next on the items up for bid. We should also remind people about bingo. We forgot to call it last week.
We forgot the second one.
The second one last week.
And we forgot one in the bonus episode.
And we forgot it in the bonus episode.
But I did add both to the list this week. So hopefully you kept it in there and didn't go. You deleted it. You definitely deleted
it. Well, let's do one right now.
Oh, good God.
We'll get at least one out.
Oh, my God.
I can't call them because I don't understand your system. And you keep trying to explain. You go to this column and then over here. And
it's
then,
not that hard, guys.
And then
it's not that hard.
If it's a date that is a prime number.
not that hard.
It's a row instructor.
So anyway, this week's number one bingo call out, Jess King. So that is the first one. Listen for later. We'll see if it comes up.
Now, if it's divisible by pi,
if you missed it last week,
a tread instructor,
you can go to the group. It's one of the pinned notifications, what we missed in the group. And if you are a Patreon member and you missed that one, it is over in the Patreon page. Page, not group. So let me know if you have questions about that and I will help you out.
And now that we've done all that, what, pray tell, do you have in store for people this week?
Well, there is a lot of Peloton news. We got a few things we need to get caught up on. We also have some fun, like little tidbits of things that instructors are dropping hints about. So we're going to talk about those. Not to mention some, I know this will shock you. There were some things on the OPP people were upset about.
Gasp.
I know. It's shocking. And there's an update on the Guinness Book of World Records. We also have a bunch of instructor news. We have a visit from Angelo, and we are going to be talking about goal setting for 2024. Definitely a must listen. Not to mention, we have a little bit of competitor news, celebrity news, and a bunch of content updates.
Awesome. And also, we should say this week's interview.
Yes.
The Cafaro brothers. I think our interview went a little bit longer than they've been going lately. We were having such a blast.
Oh my God. They were so fun. Yeah.
And there's two of them.
Yeah.
So you got
to. Yeah. It's a little harder to keep those short whenever you have four people talking instead of three.
Yes.
But what a delight. Nick and Chris Cafaro.
Yes. And they have a hit podcast of their own that we will talk about. Mm-hmm. And they were a delight. So definitely going to want to hear that. So before we get to all that, shameless plugs, I think I just want to see. Crystal always says that I'm not listening. So what I'm going to do right now is to test her listening prowess. You do the shameless plugs.
Well, we're on Facebook, facebook.com. Let's see. There's a Patreon, patreon.com/theclipout, where you get all the things for $5. Plus, you get bonus episodes. And we are going to everything that we cut out of the main episode, you're also going to get in the bonus episode. Okay. Not to mention, if we get it early, you get it early.
Okay,
last couple weeks have sucked,
it's
by the way.
A real shit
I think
show.
We're going to be back this week. I think we got it all ironed out now.
Fingers crossed.
That's what we're hoping. And let's see. There's also, don't forget to rate and review. It's greatly appreciated. And I think that's it.
There's YouTube.
Oh, yeah. YouTube. You can see all these things at YouTube.
I'll do the wave since you're doing the shameless plugs.
And you can find that over at the youtube.com/theclipout.
So it's the YouTube now?
Yeah.
Is that what the URL?
Okay, I am above the age of 43, so it's the YouTube.
Okay.
And I think that's all. So
nothing about the newsletter I send out every week?
Oh, there's a newsletter that sometimes Tom sends out. Mostly it comes out on Sundays. And it'll have all the links. So you can get all the things delivered right to your inbox. Super easy for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So see, it's not as easy as I make it look.
Now that we've done all of that, let's dig in, shall we?
We shall.
Peloton in the news.
Reddit did an AMA for the over 43 crowd. That means ask me anything. Not American Medical Association.
Phew. I am really glad
it took me like 5 years of Reddit to figure out. I was like, why is the American Medical Association always on Reddit?
It did take me a while.
I don't understand.
But honestly, I like being able to get this kind of information, but oh my God, do I hate Reddit. Like, I hate it more than I hate the OPP. That is saying a lot.
It's the least intuitive platform. And then when you don't intuit the platform, then the platform mocks you for not intuiting it.
And God forbid you say something wrong. They all start downvoting you. And by wrong, I mean not their little inside rules that are completely not intuitive compared to every other form of social media.
Yeah, so, anywho, Reddit.
Yeah.
They did an AMA with Bex Gentry and Jess King.
That's Jess Sims.
Jess Sims?
Oh, my
Sorry.
God.
I don't know.
You got Jess. I'll give you that.
Because it says it here on the screen.
Well,
I'm just the sidekick, man.
Well, I will also say these were two separate AMAs. So just a note that Peloton seems to be leaning into these all of a sudden for some reason. They did this a while back and then it kind of stopped. And I guess we're back to that again. So who
Probably
knows what that
means. Someone else is typing for them. So if they say something they don't like, that
they
person
just
won't
up.
Type it.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's my guess.
Yeah. It's real easy.
It's easier to filter them.
Marketing could be doing it and calling it its Bex Gentry and Jess Sims.
There's always that possibility. Yeah. I doubt that.
I don't really think that, guys. I was just kidding.
My guess is that Bex Gentry isn't actually sitting there typing, that there's someone from Peloton marketing doing the typing. So if she's like, here's where the new Tread Plus comes out, they're like, delete.
Nope.
No one's typing that for you, Bex Gentry.
Also, you can't see the faces when they make faces at some of the questions that people ask, you know?
Yeah.
So that's
so
good.
What new information did we glean from this AMA?
All right. Well, there were a few things of note, especially with Bex, that I thought were pretty exciting. Now, we know that Power Zone on the Tread has been rumored for about 1,000 years. So long time now. And this is the first time that I have seen Bex mention it. So somebody asked, like, are you going to be doing Power Zone type structures on the Tread? And she replied, I foresee some happy vibes in your future.
Ooh.
So that feels, now the fact that they're saying it, I guess the biggest thing is, to me, that means it's coming soon.
Right.
Like, they wouldn't be saying it. They wouldn't let Bex say it.
So she probably was like, it's coming out on February 17th. And then the person typing said, vibes and stuff soon. You'll dig it. That's why it's in AMA.
Yeah, that's probably right. Another person also asked about outdoor classes, and she said that she has been cooking up a lot in the outdoor kitchen, so there will be more coming soon. And
so a barbecue pit?
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. And then another person specifically asked about 60-minute plus content coming out in the future. They love the long classes, and is there any chance at all of 120-minute class? And Bex replied, thank you for the support and ... stay tuned ...
So you get lots of Cure, REM, Echo and the Bunnymen at your 120-minute class.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like good old MTV.
Yes.
And then some other people said that they had heard that Bex wanted to do some 90-minute classes, and they asked, you know, what do you think? And then she just put a little interesting emoji that it appears to me to be an eye roll.
It's kind of like an eye roll and a sideways smile.
Yeah. So as the person who wrote this article, Helper B. Nikki, said, interpret as you will.
Yeah. If you want to know what that means, reach out to Peloton Marketing and see what their opinion of emojis.
Dear Peloton Press.
Yes. What does this emoji mean to you?
And then we had Jess Sims, not Jess King. And we had some people asking her questions. One said specifically that they were looking for another floor boot camp program for members that don't have equipment but want to have that strength cardio balance in one class, and just responded, your wish will be granted soon.
Okay.
Smiley face.
She's like a magic eight ball.
Yes. And then another person said they were looking for some more 45 to 60 minute boot camp classes. And she said on the Tread, she does a 60 minute Saturday 60 every week. Yeah, duh. Where has this person been? And she said that they are recorded Mondays live with members and dropped on demand on Saturdays. And so I think that we can expect we're going to see also bike boot camps coming.
I feel like the questions were just variation on hyper specific class times.
Yeah, totally.
I've really been looking for a 63.5 minute boot camp.
Yeah.
When will those be coming out?
Pretty much.
It's all anybody wants.
I know. It is the longer format. That is what most
people.
Been,
it's like Like somebody's 45, somebody's 60, somebody's 90. It's like,
I mean, they're basically just saying, can we stop with a 30 and 20?
Yeah.
That's basically what they're saying. And so somebody asked the same question about the 45 and the 60 minute with bike boot camps. And she said that Callie and her each record a bike boot camp every week. And Toon Day does it twice a month. And there's always a live one at noon on Tuesdays. And Jess says she'd also love more. And she said that keep in mind, it's a heavier lift because it requires the room to be arranged. But she promises they are always talking about how to incorporate more, especially because she had 1,600 people live on the Tuesday at noon Eastern for her 45 minute one. And then somebody talked about like, will we ever see a 2-for-1 boot camp with you and Adrian? And she said, we're working on it.
Okay. Well, there you go. There's the hits from the AMA.
Yeah, that's
you.
Definitely the highlights. Like, yeah. We saved you some reading.
Yes.
You're welcome.
So there was a post on the OPP this week about TalkBack. So TalkBack is the accessibility feature that blind people use when they're using the equipment.
Yes. And for full transparency, I am sharing this without asking the person that wrote it, because I figure if you post it in the OPP,
right,
that's kind of fair game on a Peloton podcast.
And he specifically asked people to help
spread the news.
Spread the news to Peloton about some issues that some people in the blind community are having.
Yeah. And I just wanted, that was kind of a long way to say, and this was from Adam Lawrence. So if right. you know him, you know, let him know that we are helping. We are yes. helping. So he was saying that there are some things that, like, basically they made some changes and didn't tell anybody. He said that there were a lot of changes. These changes created a lot of annoying issues for him. The audio ducking is too short to hear the TalkBack announcement. So like if an instructor says cadence, output, or resistance numbers, then the ducking stops before it's finished announcing the resistance number. Two, if there is a lag, there is a lag between flicking to navigate and the audio feedback. So regardless of how slowly or fast he changes it, there's always a silence before the audio feedback comes back. And another one, the cadence, output, and resistance announcements are too frequent. They used to happen about every 90 seconds, and now it's happening every minute. But the thing that's kind of frustrating about all of these things is there's no way to customize the settings for the audio ducking, the voice speed, and the verbosity. So I love that. Verbosity. You don't hear a lot of verbose comments these days. Well, they're never mind. I thought that one, we would try to amplify this for Adam and anyone else experiencing these issues, but also just wanted to make sure that we, as always, try to be inclusive and like, I don't have to use this, so it's not something I ever would have noticed. So I appreciate when somebody takes the time to like put a genuine concern out there that was well thought out, and it's not just, I didn't get what I wanted.
Right.
And go ahead.
I should also say, like, just because you don't use it, doesn't mean that you won't ever use it, right?
True.
Like, sometimes
who knows?
As people age, their sight is not as good as it used to be. And, you know, I mean, how many shows do we watch with the closed captioning now?
Yeah.
I know that's hearing, not sight, but the point remains.
Yeah.
And so, like, there's a lot of accessibility features that actually become super beneficial for more than just their originally intended target.
Excellent point. So Adam specifically asked that, you know, if you have an interest in doing so, reach out to accessibility@onepeloton.com and support@onepeloton.com and tell them you want to see this stuff fixed, because we want to make sure we are taking care of all of the members of our community. So good luck to Adam and anybody else out there who is experiencing these issues.
So there's another post we came across this week.
Yeah. So we had talked about a little while back that like there were some treadmills and bikes, especially made by Horizon. Horizon came out with like a specific document that said, hey, guess what? You can use our stuff on Peloton now. Well, this woman named Nikki Sutton, she posted in the digital app user group that her treadmill is not a smart treadmill. Like, it has nothing on it that is smart. And she said zero Bluetooth capabilities. But she found that by using a Stride foot pod, and yes, there are much cheaper options out there, plus the QZ app and the Peloton app together, she was able to get the distance, the pace, the output, and the speed all to broadcast over to the Peloton app automatically. And she has the option to manually adjust the incline in the QZ app, which also then gets broadcasted. Now, this is a big deal for people who want to be able to see all these things and they aren't able to do it on their app. So I really hope that there are several of you that are hearing this and are interested in trying it. Basically, the FootPod plus the app is going to broadcast the metrics, and it's going to allow you to get all of your treadmill metrics to the Peloton app.
Look at that. So we should say, in the interest of full disclosure, Nikki Sutton is not Helper Bee Nikki.
This is a different Nikki.
But she is our honorary Helper Bee of the week.
Because this was very helpful.
Yeah.
Nice find.
There have been numerous tweaks and changes to the waitlist procedure, and we have yet another one. Quiet hours.
Yeah. So when they flipped over to this new system, one of the things that they added, which I've seen so many complaints about, is a 2-hour window. So they'll be like, oh, you made the wait list. You now have 2 hours to claim your spot. If you do not respond to that email within 2 hours, it expires and they kick you off the wait list.
Oh.
Ouch. But now they have added this quiet period. So the studio that you're going to, PSL, PSNY, each of them locally will have a timeout period at their time from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. So that means, let's say you receive this email at, you're trying to go to the New York studio, that would be Eastern time zone. So let's say you get this email at 5:30 p.m. Well, 30 minutes goes by, but now the rest of your 2-hour period doesn't start until 6 a.m.
Okay.
Eastern time. So again, I want to make it very clear. This is based on where the studio is, not where you live.
So if you were taking a trip to London,
mm-hmm,
and you live on the East Coast, you have to do the math for London time, not for where you're at.
Add 5 hours.
Right.
Yes. So that is exactly right.
But okay. How do we feel about this? I'm like, I kind of glazed over.
I feel like the whole thing is much more complicated than it needs to be. I don't like the 2-hour thing because there's so many people that work and can't check their email. Like, yeah, I can check my email because of my job. But how many doctors, lawyers, people who don't have a computer in front of them all day? There's a lot of people that are in situations where they cannot just get to check their email anytime they want to.
Yeah.
And to only have 2 hours to be able to respond or you get kicked off the list, that sucks. I will also say getting on the wait list is by far your best option to get into class. And, you know, people seem to think, there are some people that seem to think that, like, you only have the moment that the classes drop on Thursday to get on the wait list. No, they can open up at any time. So let's say that classes drop on Thursday and you want to go to the studio in 6 weeks. Well, you may not see those wait list items open up until, like, I don't know, Tuesday, the week before you go, or maybe even Friday, the week before you go. Definitely hard to do whenever you're planning like a plane ride. But heck, if you live locally, that is not that difficult to do.
Or if you're going to be there anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Just plan on a trip and you can always cancel it last minute. That's a lot easier to do when you live within a, you know, train ride distance than it is a plane ride. For those of you with plane rides, I mean, obviously you want to lock that in before you go, if that's the only reason you're going. So,
and we should also say there was a new apparel drop this week.
There was. This is a specific collection that was created with Aditi, and it's called The Strength Starts Within. 3 different pieces that appear to be all velour, like jogging suit, track suit kind of thing. Super cozy looking. One of the things that we thought was interesting is that you cannot use your apparel credits. Now, we have also, I think we've even talked about it in the show. I don't know, because I didn't really think it was that, like, it doesn't affect me that much, so I guess I didn't really put it out there. But Lululemon, I haven't bought any. So you can't use referral credits on Lululemon.
Interesting.
Yeah. So anything that's sold as a collaboration between the two on the Peloton website, you can't use it. Okay, I can even understand that. But this one, it's branded as Peloton apparel. It's not branded.
Right.
So I don't know if that's because it's collaboration with Aditi, or if there's something else going on. Was it an accident? I don't know. I reached out to Peloton. They didn't respond. So I mean, they didn't respond before this. Maybe they still will respond. But I just thought that was interesting. So,
yeah, it makes me wonder if like they're going to start having a window to where if, some, you know, they're going to get full price on this stuff in the initial rush. And then once the dust settles, they have enough inventory left over. Sure, using it. A referral credit.
Yeah, that could be. But I've also noticed a lot of people complaining about that, like if you wait till something's on sale, which is after the initial rush, right? Mm-hmm. Then they don't seem to have a good control system on their inventory since they moved to the new warehouse and they run out. Like they'll let you buy something and then oops, we ran out. And I've had this happen twice and I've only made two orders since they changed. So like what the hell?
So 100% of the time it fails.
I mean, I
anecdotally.
It was stuff that was on sale. I haven't had this issue with new things,
right.
But yeah, I don't know. Weird. So there you go.
And coming up after this, we're going to have instructors in the news. We're going to tell you which instructor just had a baby. So sit tight.
Instructors in the news.
We have a new baby in the world of Peloton.
We do. Mayla Wedekind had her baby. Unlike other instructors, she chose not to show what the baby looked like.
Interesting.
It is interesting. Yeah. I mean, I get it. There's a lot of weirdos on the internet.
For sure.
But they have welcomed their baby and we're not exactly sure of all the details. Really, she kind of was just like had a baby.
Yeah.
But we are very, very happy for them. And I hope everybody is doing good.
Ross Rayburn is making the rounds promoting his book, and he sat down with Dana Perino.
Yeah, he did. He was on Fox News, y'all.
How about that?
Yeah. I feel all sorts of ways, most of which is I am very happy for Ross that he is getting the he deserves a lot of credit and he deserves a lot of visibility for this book. The people that I have talked to that have read all the instructor books, I have heard on numerous occasions, this is the best book that has come out by an instructor. That's not to discredit any of the other instructors. It's just this one hits different.
Yeah.
And I have really enjoyed what I have read thus far.
Awesome. And if you're reading the book or getting ready to read the book and you want to talk it out about what makes it better or worse, if that's where you land, you can join us in our book club.
Yeah. February 13th. And that will be 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
All the details are over at patreon.com/theclipout. And anyone can participate even at the free level. You don't have to pay to participate in the book club. Also, while we're speaking of Ross, he was the alumni spotlight at SMU, which I believe is Southern Methodist University.
I wasn't sure because up there at the top, it says the Meadows School of Art. So I didn't know if that meant that they had like a school inside the school.
Yeah, I think you it's know, like some of those an arts program within the university.
Then I agree. I think it's Southern Methodist University. Yeah. But that's really great for him to get highlighted like that. Again, I believe he deserves all of the kudos.
Susie Chan will be speaking at the National Running Show Birmingham.
Yes. Yes, she will. And this is like a yearly thing that they do. And it is taking place, I think it's the 20th through the 21st of January. So if you have an opportunity to go, I highly recommend you do. There's a lot of great speakers at this. That would be so cool to go to.
The home of runners.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Home of Runs. That's the National Running Show Taco Bell.
Right. Very different.
Very, very, very different. Although, honestly, they run faster.
Oh, my God.
Well, they got the motivation.
Mm-hmm. Clip out.
Joining us today via the magic of ZoomTube from MetPro, it's Angelo here to answer your fitness and nutrition questions. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me back.
Well, thanks for being here. You know, we've talked a lot about different things over the years, but as we start off 2024, how can people set the right health goals? But also, how do they know how to follow through?
That's a great question, an appropriate time of the year for it, because we know lots of people start the year with lofty ambitions.
Yes.
This is one of the things that MetPro, our coaches, we refine often, has probably experienced one of the greatest evolutions over the years of coaching hundreds, thousands of clients in different scenarios. And so it's an interesting question, really, what type of goal setting works and what doesn't? So here's a few common things that we see that cause people problems and ways to solve those issues. So the first is, a lot of times people will reach out to us with goals that are too broad and lack small progressive steps. Well, we'll help them see if they lack those small progressive steps. Now, does that mean it's not good to have the big, audacious goal? No, that is good. In fact, I want to hear the big picture goal. I want to put that motivation up in front of us and have that why out in front of us at all times. But after we talk about, hey, we've got, 50 pounds to lose, we have this mountain to climb, we have these things to do, now I want to put that on the shelf. We'll bring that out from time to time and talk about that. But what we find as coaches is most effective is, after talking about the big goal, I want to discuss the specific action steps that we can accomplish within 2 or 3 weeks at the most along the way to that bigger goal. Okay. And so by breaking it up and having your big goal and then your small steps along the way really makes the difference, because it makes it actionable, tangible, and real. And so that's what our coaches do. Probably tied in with that is the second tip that I would give the audience, and that is, don't overlook a performance component. Now that may sound odd, like, well, why would he say that? Isn't he a fitness company and teaches people to exercise? So yes, and we're sports nutrition, and we work with the elite athletes and the Olympians and the NFLers and the whole nine yards. 83% of every email or call we get, it's help me lose X amount of pounds. And so when we do this strategy session, people say, here's my goal. I want to be able to lose weight. Not everybody, but 83%. That's our statistic.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. But if you fall into that 83%ers, make sure you don't ignore a performance goal also. And I know, Crystal, you and I have talked a lot about it. You've seen the difference.
Sure.
As you're reaching for your goals, you've made sure that performance goals were folded into that. And it just makes such a big difference, because that's something linear that you can really grab onto, tangibly see your body improving, hitting goals, being more athletic. So having those performance goals along with, if your goal is weight loss, is critical. The next recommendation that our top coaches help their clients to see is the need for specificity. And this is hard for anyone, and that's where, having a coach or an expert does help. But even just doing this on your own at home, your strategy and your goal should not have an identity crisis. You should be able to clearly articulate what your goal is, and in just a few brief sentences, explain what you're doing to move toward that goal. And if you're struggling to do that, you're probably wandering. We don't want to wander. We want to walk a tight path to those goals.
Okay.
When you're walking that tight path, you get results, and results turn into motivation, which turns into more results, you see? And so it's this positive feedback loop. Whereas this wandering, this meandering, and what happens is the first period of 1 or 2 weeks where we're not making that progress, and I'm out.
Yep.
That's where the motivation stops. So having focus. So you've heard me share this before. I get these calls all the time, especially from my type A executive personalities. They'll say, Angelo, I've heard you on podcasts. I know who you are. I know who you work with. Here's what I want. I want to lose 50 pounds. I want to bench press 300. I want to run a sub 6 minute mile, and I want to squat twice my body weight. Are you the guy that can help me get there? And I always say, yes, I am. But here's what you have to do. Here's what you have to do. You have to pick which one of those things you want to accomplish first. And oh, by the way, I would tell my elite athletes the exact same thing. You can do all this stuff, but you need to pick which one is your priority. And it doesn't mean we're going to ignore the others. It means that we're going to have enough specificity built into your diet, your training, and your time allocation in your health and wellness program each week that we can really move the dial towards one of these items, maybe two. Check the boxes, maintain them, and move on to the next goal, the next goal, the next goal. That's an efficient goal setting session. In fact, I joke with clients and my coaches that an effective goal setting session is not about picking the goals. That's the easy part. It's about deciding what you're not going to do. And I'm a big, you know, slash and burner in these goal sessions goal setting sessions with what are you doing? Okay, we're not doing that anymore. We're not doing that anymore. Why? Because this is what we need to spend our time and energy doing since your stated goal is that.
I think that's why MetPro has been so effective for me is because I'm naturally gifted at knowing what I'm not going to do. Like, You didn't have to do any of that.
You've like never peanut crossed, butter and jelly.
You have never crossed a goal off my list.
That's Tom's magic power. No, Tom, you are very focused at what you will do also. That's been your whole shtick. This is the deal and why you've gotten phenomenal results.
Whereas I'm like, okay, I want to run a marathon and I want to lose weight and I want to get faster.
And I want to build muscle.
Yeah.
And I want to.
Yeah.
And people tell me this all the time and like, oh, how'd you know I wanted to do that? Well, because the last 300 people I talked to wanted to lean out, improve their energy, and perform better. So I know that. Let's get more granular. Let's put numbers, figures, specifics, and priorities. Which one do you want first? You know, and I have to laugh. There's, you know, I'm going to joke about this, but back in the old days when we had the brick and mortar gym, I remember this one scenario where I had a gal in the office and we were discussing goals and she was saying, you know, about this performance and that performance and losing weight and this and that. And so I asked a very innocent question because I needed the answer. I said, you want to run faster. You want to, you know, hit this PR with this weight that you're trying to do. And you want to lose 10 pounds by this event that you have. Which is the priority? She goes, well, I really want to focus on all of them. I said, we can do a hybrid, but just know this. If you said to me that the 10 pounds was the most important part, your diet and training program are going to look vastly different than if you said hitting that pull-up PR. And she just quickly said, the 10 pounds, the 10 pounds. And I had to laugh. And don't get me wrong, I've had it the other way, where it's like, well, I'll lose weight gradually, and that's fine, but I really want to hit this PR in my runs or my cycling or my lifts. So recognize that whatever your priority is absolutely should influence what you're doing with your diet and what you're doing with your training. And then one last to kind of wrap it all up. If you want to hit goals, you need to have a baseline. That's probably the biggest number one missing component when we evaluate people and what's working and what's not, is they don't have a baseline. In other words, if you don't know what, let's just call a nutritional baseline. If you don't know what is maintaining you right now, it will be nearly impossible to guess or estimate what changes you're going to have to make to elicit results, weight loss, muscle development, whatever that may be, because you're just throwing darts blindfolded. If you're just Googling online, what should I do to lose weight? You're going to hear what somebody else might need to do. That has very little bearing on your reality until you have a baseline, which is why, of course, at MetPro, that's the first thing we're doing with our clients, establishing a baseline, because it takes the guesswork out. But this is all things you can do on your own.
Awesome. And if people are wanting help with sorting out their goals, or maybe they don't even know what their goals are, they just know they want to have some.
We get that too.
We do.
Yeah, it was me.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I don't know.
Make it better.
Yeah. But if they would like that tailor-made for them, where can they find you?
metpro.co/TCO.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Peloton Artist Collaboration.
The latest artist series features Earth, Wind, and Fire, which I can't believe they're doing that in January and not September.
That's fair. Yeah, that's fair. Is that their biggest hit?
I think so.
I love that. Who doesn't know that song? Like, I think even the kids know that song.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, they certainly have lots of hits.
They do. But I don't mean that to take away from all their other amazing hits.
But I do
just
think
mean,
that's probably the biggest hit that they have.
That's such a great band and so many hits. So that's dropping this week. So by the time you hear this, it will already be out there. All the classes will be up. So enjoy.
And coming up after this, we're going to have all sorts of stuff. We're going to talk about the latest competitor news, who are combining their powers to try to take a notch out of Peloton's business. And we'll also spotlight some classes that you shouldn't miss. So stick around.
Man, there is nothing worse than when you buy a pair of sunglasses and then you lose or break them.
I would agree. So what do we do about that?
Well, that's where Gooder comes in. Their sunglasses are $25 each, so nobody likes to throw away $25, but it's a lot better than throwing away $100 or more on a pair of broken sunglasses, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I have to say, that's not my favorite part about Gooder. My favorite part about Gooder is that when I run, they don't slip, they don't bounce, and they're 100% polarized. And they also come in like a million different colors and styles.
For your $25, you're not sacrificing comfort, safety, or style. If you want to support the show and pick up a pair, Gooder is giving the Clip Out listeners free shipping on their first order. Just go to gooder.com/TCO. That's GOODR.com and use code TCO to get free shipping.
Gooder offers a 30-day money-back guarantee and 100% satisfaction. Find your pair at gooder.com/TCO and use code TCO to get free shipping. I first started AG1 because I wanted to have more energy every day, and I was surprised that not only did I get that, but I also could focus better.
And you have a marathon to train for.
I do. Give me all the things. I replace my vitamins. I have prebiotics, probiotics, digestive enzymes, B vitamins, folate, magnesium. It's all in there. One scoop.
That's because AG1 is a foundational nutrition supplement that supports your body's universal needs like gut optimization, stress management, and immune support.
Yes. And I like to recommend it to people because it's also NSF certified for sport, and I will not take a supplement that is not. If there's one product that I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1, and that's why we've partnered with them for so long.
If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1.
Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/clipout.
That's drinkag1.com/clipout.
Check it out.
Checking out the competition.
If the social medias are to be believed, and of course you can believe everything you read on the internet, Fitbit and SoulCycle appear to be Wonder Twin power activating.
They are, yeah. And I'm not exactly sure the steps you need to take. I did see a brief article on this, and it said something to the effect of like you could get 2 free passes for SoulCycle if you did XYZ steps with Fitbit. So it sounds like they're doing kind of a low entry bar that you're going to be able to get. So if that's your jam, check it out.
Have at it. And I mean, I guess it seems like a natural collaboration. If you're going to SoulCycle, there's a high degree of likelihood that you have a Fitbit.
Yeah, or some other tracking device.
Yes.
Peloton celebrity sightings.
I'm taking your word for it that Pat McAfee is a celebrity.
I truly don't know. I don't know. The helper bees, they thought this was hilarious. I'll be honest, I didn't even watch it.
It's clearly sports.
Exactly.
Which is why we know nothing about it.
They were giggling over it. Apparently, they sounded just like Peloton instructors. It was all kinds of talk. I don't know.
Yeah, I did not get a chance to listen to it because it was a crazy busy day at work for me. But but yeah, his tweet says, I feel like I just did a Peloton class, but I guess they're talking about Peloton. In the clip as well.
So they like I do know that they are like doing bits, like they're using phrases that the Peloton instructors say.
Gotcha.
And so there were several of them and like they do it like with these really straight faces. And yeah.
Okay. Well, that's if all you want to see that, you can find it over on Pat McAfee's Twitter, or whatever Twitter is calling itself this week. I don't get paid by Twitter, so I still call it Twitter.
Yeah.
So if they want to send me a check, I'll call it something else. But it seems unlikely.
I don't think we're the demo.
Nah.
Clip out.
So now it's time to call out the next bingo call out. Bingo.
So your instructor number two for this week is Tobias Hines. And remember, when we have the German instructors, be sure to change your filters so you can include all German classes.
There you go.
New content.
It is time for the TCO Top 5, where you guys chime in and tell us what your favorite classes of the week were. And then we share them with everyone out there so they can maybe find a new class for themselves to take.
There were a lot of fun ones this week. The favorite Peloton bike boot camp, which is funny because we just talked about this.
Right.
A 60-minute EDM bike boot camp with Jess Sims from January 2nd. And Chelsea Schroeder loved this class, not just for the workout, but the heart Jess put into it. She said, if you know what Jess has been dealing with over the last month, this will give you all the feels. Her dad passed away. She gives several nods to her dad and her grieving. I was happy to see her back on the bike. Not her hardest class by any means, but I'm really happy there's a new 60-minute bike boot camp out. That's nice.
Absolutely.
Then there was the favorite Peloton ride. This was January 6th, a 30-minute classic rock ride with Dennis Morton. And Jerry Miller found that this was a rock music lover's treat of a class. He said that he especially liked the ride used the full album versions of the song. And it's a good workout with classic tunes. Because the songs are longer, there were only five. L.A. Woman, Can't You Hear Me Knocking by the Rolling Stones, Life in the Fast Lane by the Eagles, Freebird by Lynyrd Skynyrd, and Can't You See by the Marshall Tucker Band. Okay, that is a good playlist.
Freebird, that's a whole class like, by itself.
That's 8 minutes of the class right there.
I was going to say, as like the format used to be called AOR, which stands for album-oriented rock. So like, yeah, you play the album versions.
Well, especially of these.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, I definitely agree with that. Thank God there was no Grateful Dead on there.
then it would have to be one of those 90-minute classes.
Yeah. Okay, favorite Peloton yoga. This is from January 10th. It was a 20-minute focus flow that was glutes with Kristen McGee. And Becky Gomez said that this class was so good. It combined glute activation and stretching, which is great for runners and riders. Also, very good music by Mumford & Sons, Aloe Black, and Maren Morris. What a interesting trio there.
Yeah, for sure.
Then the favorite Peloton row. I mean, come on. Of course, it's going to be the 20-minute premiere row with Bex Gentry. This was from January 11th, and Vanessa took the class and loved it. The energy and support from Bex Beast was amazing, and her energy and enthusiasm for the row was great. Plus, the class was good. She's a good teacher and helped with her form. Then, of course, we have our favorite Peloton unstackable ride. And this week, it was a 30-minute house ride with Jess King from November 3rd of 23. And Stephanie Lotto said that it's unstackable and so fun. Lots of hills, but a killer playlist and vibes.
We have new German split training programs for people. Well, we don't, but Peloton does.
Yeah. Yeah. I really thought we had posted this, so I apologize that we missed it. But this actually dropped back on December 5th. There was a new one with Asal and then a new one with Cliff. And so 5 days with Asal and 3 days with Cliff. So very cool. Make sure you check those out.
Ben Aldis has released the Stronger You 2.
Which is great. What a wonderful way to start off the new year. So if you enjoyed the Stronger You 1, and based on all the comments I have seen, most people did, then you will enjoy Stronger You 2.
We also have not one, not two, but three or classes celebrating Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Yeah. And one was a cycling class with Tune Day, and that all of these aired on the 15th Martin Luther King
sure,
Day.
That makes sense.
And this was a 30-minute class with Tune Day. And then there were two classes, both of them with Chelsea Jackson Roberts. The first one was a 30-minute yoga flow. And this then there was also a 10-minute meditation.
Which makes total sense.
Why?
Well, because Martin Luther King was, I mean, the Reverend Martin Luther King. It makes total sense that there would be a meditation class around Martin Luther King because he inspires people to meditate on serious topics.
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah, absolutely. That's true. I thought you were going to make a joke.
No.
And I was like, why are we?
You're like, oh, dear God.
Yeah.
No. I was just saying, like a lot of times meditation classes for me on different topics or different artists. And
you don't always see the obvious connection.
I hesitate to refer to him as an artist. Like that feels dismissive.
It does.
Not that there isn't art to what he did, but
I get what you're saying.
But to meditate with Martin Luther King makes absolute sense. I don't know that there's been one that's made more sense. So there you go.
Fair enough.
There are also three other classes, things out there. You got the Move For You Challenge.
Yeah, that's happening this week. And you have the 10 days in total to take all of the 10 classes. And you get a badge, like a special badge, if you do all 10.
You got new yoga conditioning.
Yes. There's two new classes. One is a 30-minute yoga conditioning core with Mariana. That is going to take place on January 20th at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. And then there's also a 10-minute upper body with Kristen. And that takes place, that did take place on the 17th at noon Eastern.
And finally, you have Power Zone FTP classes.
Yeah. So Olivia is dropping not only a 10-minute FTP warm-up, but a 20-minute FTP test. Another thing that's great to start the new year off with. So both of those are going to drop on demand Tuesday, January 16th. So they're out there. If you are looking to redo your FTP test, good luck.
Peloton birthdays.
And we've got two birthdays this week, which we said last week because I screwed up. At least I'm owning it.
Yeah.
So, and they are on January 22nd. I got the dates right. I just shouldn't have included them in the episode from a timing standpoint.
You were just early.
I was so excited for Ben and Logan. So Ben Aldis has a birthday coming up on January 22nd.
And Logan Aldridge on January 25th. Happy birthday.
And coming up after this, we're going to talk to the Cavero brothers. We had a great time talking to them, so stick around. You know, so many people look to avoid carbs these days for all sorts of reasons.
Yeah.
And that means you have to give up so many great foods. But I think one of the hardest things is bread.
Yeah, because a lot of times the carb reduction also means that the texture changes. It means that the taste changes. So that can feel like a lot to give up.
And that's where Hero Bread comes into play. This is the first white bread I've had in
forever.
Years. I couldn't even tell you how long.
Yeah.
10 years?
Yeah. I mean, it's been a long time.
I missed you, white bread.
Well, it's nice because Hero Bread, it's actually a large piece of bread, like you would say a normal size piece of bread.
Larger than normal.
Yeah, I mean,
like Texas toast size.
Yeah. And the texture is real bread.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's amazing.
I just had it as toast.
Yeah.
I didn't have to. It wasn't like, oh, it's a sandwich. Toast.
And you enjoyed it.
I did. It's 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, 0 gram sugar, and it's high in fiber.
Don't give up on bread. Hero Bread is offering 10% off of your order. Go to hero.co and use TCO at checkout.
That's TCO at hero.co.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Checking in with the Peloton community.
Joining us today via the magic of ZoomTube is Nicholas and Chris Cafaro. They are brothers. Now that gay marriage is legal, you got to specify stuff like that.
You do. Like, you do. It could.
Maybe they're also that. I don't know, but I just want to let people know that they're brothers.
But you go by Nick.
Is brother marriage
Nick,
legal?
Depends on where state you live in.
This does come from Missouri, our end of the thing. So.
Okay. I mean, California is pretty liberal.
That's true.
Be great for taxes.
I'm going to marry you, Nick. Stop asking.
He doesn't need the paper. So, if their names sound familiar, we should say they are from the hit fiction podcast, The Royals of Malibu.
Yes.
And now they have a companion series, The Royal Boys. But they're also Peloton users.
Yeah.
So
that's right.
Welcome.
Welcome. So we
Thank
were.
Thank you so much. For so much. Us. Thanks for having us.
We're excited that you're here, and I have to say, for the people who are listening, we had just kind of tried to give you a little background on Tom, that he never does any Peloton whatsoever, and you guys were a little shocked by that. A little like, wait, you've never even tried it?
Never touched it. Well, I guess I did touch it because we had to move it upstairs.
That's
once.
That's true. You helped me carry it once.
Helped you carry.
So is this like, are you actively avoiding it at this point? It feels like you
it,
are.
It must be. It must be a protest at this point, because. If you're running this podcast and talking about it every day,
well, hang on.
You have to actively not try.
Pump the brakes. I just need to clarify. I am in no way, shape, or form running this podcast.
I'm not biking it either.
Credit where credit is due. I sit down and talk. Crystal does the running of the podcast. So, which is why, like, I have another podcast that I do with friends, and she does not run that podcast. And you can tell based on downloads.
yes, he did stand on my treadmill once, my Peloton treadmill.
You
he
were
did
like,
stand on it.
Feel how fluffy this is.
Yes, yes.
She's got a Tread Plus.
Fluffy.
Well, I have the Tread Plus, and it has the
it's
slats.
Very cushiony.
So it's like there's a lot of bounce to it,
yeah.
And you have to like actually try this. And he stood on it, and he was like, cool.
I was like, I guess that's
all I got.
Yeah.
He
so
does,
there you go.
Well, Tom, you're in phenomenal shape for someone who doesn't do any physical exercise, it sounds like.
He tonals now.
A few years back, I caved and I started doing tonal. I don't know if you're familiar with that or not.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't start that till I was almost 50. I am now 47. That's how good tonal is.
He's aging backwards. Yeah. Amazing.
Back in time, baby. Yeah.
So I finally caved and started doing tonal, and I have lost a lot of weight, and I look much different than when the show began.
Yes.
So
yes.
Good for you. May I ask you a question about tonal? Is that allowed?
Sure, absolutely.
Who is your favorite instructor on tonal, or do you just choose your own weight?
Oh.
Because a very good friend of ours is an instructor on tonal.
That's my favorite one.
Yeah. His name is Tony Horton. He was the P90X
guy,
and now he does tonal.
He does,
So that's how Chris and I are familiar with tonal, because he has one at his house, so we use it all the time.
He's a good friend of yours?
It sounds like a joke, but yeah, he is. Yeah, very good friend. He's like my adopted... we're from Connecticut. I moved out to LA 9 years ago.
Yeah,
I was the only person in my family here at that point, and I waited on Tony and his wife at a restaurant I was working at, and they were so kind to me, and we hit it off, and they invited me over to like do a workout, a group workout that they do like all the time.
Were you worried about that invitation? I would be worried about that.
When a married
couple is like, why don't you come over to our house?
Let's do a group workout.
I was like, Nick, drop a pin, make sure we know where you are.
Actually, Chris, what you said was, because I was going there to do a plyo thing. He invites like 25 people, a lot of people over to do plyo in his backyard, plyometrics. And Chris was like, dude, if you go in person, you can't hit the pause button.
Right.
Don't go.
Facts.
And he's right.
That's facts.
And so I threw up all over his backyard. he's a total guy. So that machine is unbelievable. I mean, it doesn't hold a candle to Peloton, but
they're very different, right? Like tonal is all about strength training and Peloton is all about cardio. So it's okay. They can exist in the same world. We have a podcast about tonal too. We love tonal as well.
Oh, nice. What's that one called?
That one's called the Superset. Get it?
Oh,
Wow.
We're really good at naming podcasts.
I was wondering if you were going to do something about tone and audio or, but no, I'm glad you did the superset.
We did consider that, but Tonal was nice enough to, you know, the little beeps. Well, I guess if you don't use it, you may not know, but at the end of every workout, they have like, you're getting down to the last three and like boop, 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 boop. Well, they actually let us have their sound files to use in our like opening song and in our like sweepers
and stuff.
Oh, wow.
So, really cool.
Oh, that's very cool.
I'm glad you said that actually, because Clip Out's opening song is incredible.
You listened to our song? Oh my God.
Who did that?
A guy named Jeff Smith. I have to say that every once in a while because people think I did it.
Yeah.
And I cannot sing. No. Like I am legally forbidden from
also
singing.
Jeff Smith sounds like the most like it sounds like a name like somebody's like going into hiding or something, but like he's a real guy. He's
the
done...
one that's on like the demo credit card.
Right.
Yes.
How they credit a film when the director no longer wants to be associated with it.
Yeah.
And it's Jeff with a G, so G-E-O-F-F.
Oh, Joff.
Yes, exactly. Not the other Jeff, which is the guy who created the comic book Bone, which is not dirty. And
and I won't read it.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Same.
So I stumbled on his site one day and he had written some song and I'm like, that's a really catchy song. And then he had all these things of like, oh, I'll write songs for you. And I was like, that could come in handy one day. And I bookmarked it. And literally like 3 years later, when we were starting this show, I was like, we should get a theme song. And I reached out and much to my amazement, I could afford him. I was even more surprised I could afford him when I heard how good the song was.
Yeah. And that was his first take, by the way.
That was his first take. We made almost no changes to that song. He's like, send me a list of like words associated with Peloton and give me the vibe that you want. And I'm like, okay. And he sent, and I was like, kind of like this, I guess. I wasn't even for sure what I wanted. And he sent that back. And I was like, I didn't know what I wanted, but it is that.
Yes.
And you killed it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's like my dream, making jingles.
Wouldn't that be fun to do all day?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
It'd be amazing.
I think it would just depend on the product.
Well, okay. That's fair. Yeah. That's fair.
Because that would drive how interested you are. But anyway, we're supposed to be asking you questions about you. This always happens when we have podcasters on, is they start asking us questions.
That is true.
And it's like, they're like, you do what every week about Peloton?
How is that possible?
So we're supposed to ask you the thing.
So what I always like to start with is, how did you guys first like find Peloton? How did you become involved in the Peloton world?
Chris, I'll start if that's all right.
And please.
I think it's the same answer for you. Our sister and brother-in-law have a Peloton in their house. And that was my introduction to Peloton. Of course, I heard about it. I think I heard about it through that infamous ad.
Yes.
Christmas ad, I believe.
Yes.
And then they had one in their house and we were there for an extended period of time once. And luckily, all the shoes sized fit.
Oh, nice.
The shoe size fit.
Because you're blood relatives. Quit,
something like that.
Makes sense.
Yes, exactly. So we all have the same feet. And I did it and it was great. And my mom loved it so much. And she kept talking about it. And then my dad, who's an impulsive shopper, was like, okay, then we got to get one. We got to get one. And she didn't want to, but he got one anyway. And then they had one in their house. And during the pandemic, I moved back home for about 3 months. And that was my main source of exercise. That's how I really got into it. And then eventually I came back to LA and one of Chris's friends actually was selling one online, which is always so funny to me because there's this fun life cycle of the Peloton where you like, you see someone post about it, like just got a Peloton. And like 3 months later, it's on Facebook Marketplace. Just like, if you have a car big enough, you can have it for free. Just take it out of my house. But I got one of those. So I've been using it here pretty much nonstop. But my sister and brother-in-law are like full on Peloton. They bought the treadmill. They have another one for like, they're all about it.
Awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
I started dabbling when my parents had it. I was living in New York during the pandemic and would bounce back and forth to check in on them and spend time with them. So I would use it when I was home. And then I moved to Los Angeles a little over a year ago. And I just coincidentally got an apartment right next to Nick's apartment, literally like, 100 feet away. And so he has the Peloton. Every now and then I'll text him and be like, hey, Dan, can I come clip in? And we just got to like check with his roommate, make sure I'm not like displacing anybody. But yeah, so I'm able to use Nick's.
That's fantastic.
He doesn't want to get married to me, but he wants to use my Peloton.
Isn't that always the way?
And live right next to me.
Man.
Yeah.
Hey, why buy the cow?
Right. That's exactly. You know, I was thinking that.
And you can drink the milk as long as it doesn't interfere with the roommate.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's a milk alternative, by the way.
And drink lots of it before you get on the bike. Dairy is great as a pre-workout.
Oh my God.
It's like almond milk.
Yeah, yeah.
Almond milk. No. What?
No.
Sorry. Almond
no.
Brothers.
Yeah.
Doobie Brothers.
It's just now it's just
what's
a game.
Happening.
Just word association.
We're just naming Lynyrd Skynyrd.
I was like, now we're just naming bands.
No, I was playing along. I was naming the show What's Happening because the Doobie Brothers were on the show What's Happening, where Rerun tries to bootleg the concert.
I should have known, Tom.
McDonald has to chastise him.
I neglected to tell you that Tom turns every conversation into pop culture. Every conversation. It does not matter what we start with,
that.
It will end up back at pop culture.
Good. I would also love that. To hear Michael McDonald chastising someone.
It's on the YouTube.
You're never gonna
man.
Let you, don't you know me.
No, Nick, that was Rick Astley.
You don't know that, Chris. You don't know that. No, you
and
don't.
You look like a fool on this podcast.
Well, maybe I was trying to Rickroll somebody.
Well, Nick,
I'm sorry, you guys. I'm sorry you had to see that.
It's okay, siblings.
Drama's yeah. good for downloads.
That's right. Starting arguments. Okay, so you both have done Peloton since around the pandemic-ish, okay?
Yeah.
And so have you stuck mostly with just the bike, or have you, like, done any of the classes outside of that? Because they have so much now.
Yeah, I do mostly the bike. The vast majority is the bike, but I also do yoga.
Okay.
I like the Dennis Morton yoga. And I did a few of the cardios and the core workouts, but then I gave up, as I do most of the time with cardio and core workouts. So I stuck to the bike.
But the bike is cardio.
It's a different kind of cardio.
Like, I understand hating cardio.
Yeah.
No one gets that more than me.
But there's something about being actually clipped into the bike that you're just like, I have to do it. When you're doing cardio, like standing on your feet, it's like, I could just stop. There's an extra layer to having to stop when you're on the bike. You got to, like, rotate your ankle. It's a whole thing.
Oh, I thought it was out. More like, oh, I can sit down. It's not as...
That like too.
I'm sitting, so it's easier.
Yeah.
Although not the most comfortable seat.
No.
If we're being honest. It's comfortable for a bike seat, but as far as like seats go, you're right. not going to relax with
no.
something parked up your crack.
No, I don't think anybody's like, I'm going to chill out on this Peloton bike for a couple hours. Like, I don't think that's,
yeah.
unless it's for a power zone ride that lasts a couple hours. That's the only time anybody would ever do that.
Have you ever done one of those?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have not done the 2-hour ride because we just had the first one like about a month ago. But I have done.
I saw that.
I've done the longest time I ever spent on the bike was when I was doing. I did 70 miles in one day, and I was trying to do 100. I didn't make it to wow. 100, but that was a long day.
How long did that take?
I think it was like four.
She stopped right before we started recording.
Took me
well,
a year.
She's sweating profusely. Listen, you can't tell, but she is.
I think it was like 4.5. It might have been closer to 6. That was like 3 years ago. That was before the pandemic. That's how long ago that was that I did.
Wow.
That. And I have not tried that again since. But wow. during the pandemic, I did do a full marathon on my treadmill. So, yeah. But I walked it. So I don't want to like give you any visions of grandeur.
No, listen.
Hey, a marathon's a marathon.
If you got
it's
there,
a marathon, not a sprint, you know? That's what I always say.
It's true.
The funniest thing about, I think we said, like, our sister has a Peloton, our parents have one, and Nick has one.
Yeah.
Our parents is not properly calibrated.
Oh,
God.
So it's, like, a little easier.
Yeah.
So, like,
a little.
Their 40 isn't, like, a regular 40.
Okay. So you guys are, like, at the top of the leaderboard when you're at your parents?
Yeah. So when you're at, but then when my parents go to visit my sister or us, they were here a couple weeks ago, they're like, that bike is just too hard. And we're like, well... That's the way it's supposed to be. You guys are just like pedaling along
yeah.
all happy. And my dad's like, yeah, I just did my 1,000th ride. And it's like, really? Because you've gained 20 pounds. So something's not working here.
It's all thigh muscle.
Yeah, exactly. Very trunky.
Oh, that's funny. You know, when they came out with the Bike Plus, those auto calibrate. So the original bike can vary dramatically
widely.
From bike to bike. But the Bike Plus that came out, in theory, it auto calibrates. And so those should all be very similar whenever yeah. you use those.
Everything has a plus now. Everything has a plus.
It's like in the 90s when everything became extreme.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was like that.
If Peloton existed in the 90s, it
would have
be
been bike
extreme.
That's so true.
Yeah.
That is true.
And funny. Not with an E. It would have started X.
It would have been the X.
Yeah.
Yes. We were just in London. I was visiting the London studio this last week, and I was on two different bikes over two different days. And there
you have
was
to pedal counterclockwise.
No,
because it's London.
No, you still pedal normally.
Instead of water, they give you blood sausage.
This I can't ever get a story.
No.
Yeah. All sticky songs are yakety sacks.
Oh my god. Are you done?
Never.
Okay. So both of the bikes, though, were so dramatically different just in the studio, because like one day I was taking a class with Sam Yeo and I was trying to follow along with what he was saying. And like, I could not keep what he was calling out at all. And then later that week, I was doing one with Emma because they were all the instructors were there for the Peloton on Tour event. Emma was calling out stuff and I was like, oh, this is no big deal. I can do this all day. It's like, that's how different they can be. That's just crazy. But I have the Bike Plus now, and my Bike Plus is just as hard as my original bike. I always had a hard bike, my original one. So
yeah, you do.
I often, and I hope this isn't controversial, I wonder if the calibration on the teacher's bike is less.
Oh,
because I do not believe, love her to death, but I cannot believe that Olivia is able to do what she's telling me to do. It feels impossible.
I feel like when this airs, we're going to have to bleep out the name of the instructor.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I hope you don't. Because if she knows I'm talking about her, then we have done something right.
Also, this is a compliment. Like, if her bike is properly calibrated, then you're just pumping her up. So,
in my opinion, her classes I find to be the hardest. I'm like, how do you do that? You are not sweating. Like, you look like a model and we're 30 miles in and my legs are literally on fire.
It's true. Like, she is one of the hardest instructors and she always like bounces around a lot. So you'll be like standing, sitting. And then it's like, oh, we're going to 70 for 20 seconds, but then we're going to back it down to 25 for 10 seconds. It's craziness. Yeah.
I'm hyperventilating. She's like singing.
Yeah. She's like, this is great. This is great.
I try to like count her legs and like match mine to hers to see like, are you really going this right cadence?
Two. Because it's two legs.
I was going to say that this seems pretty
very
obvious.
Simple.
Yeah.
I knew what you meant. Right. I knew what you meant.
You know, it's counting isn't as easy for some people. Okay. So don't count me out.
Is she the one that always does the classes where like every time the artist sings this?
No. That's Jess Sims.
Oh, okay.
That's Jess Sims.
I don't. Because it's always like it's the Ramones. Every time they say A-O.
You have to add.
You got it.
So, and Jess Sims is mostly a tread instructor. So I don't know if you guys have taken any classes with her, but she does what they call listening games. And she was the first instructor to do that. So she would be like, she would have a song and she'd be like, every time they say this, add. And it would be add cadence or, well, you would be on the tread. So in that case, it would be add incline or add speed. And so by the time she picks a song that you want to kill her by the end, you know.
Well, the other day they were playing a class. Maybe it was, were you in one of her classes?
No.
They were playing it in the studio. She was playing Jolene.
Yeah. Emma did it. Oh, Emma
okay.
did it.
And she was like, every time they say Jolene, I was like, sweet baby Jesus, what are you doing to these
people?
And
it was a remix. It was a remix of Jolene's. I mean, it was like add.
Jolene.
It was like that.
And then you had a question like, when they say Jolene, is that like five?
Yeah.
Is that just one?
Every hard J sound you have to pump.
I lied. That was actually Bex on the tread. And because we added four full points by the end. Like, it was like insanely fast. Bex Gentry is insanely fast running.
Back in college, we used to do that with drinking with Roxanne.
Yeah.
Every time they said Roxanne, you had to take another swig of your beer. And by the end of that song, you were blasted.
Yeah.
And that's what I do on the Peloton tread.
You drink beer?
And count. Yeah, no wonder you can't count legs.
And count legs.
It's all making six.
Six legs.
Yeah.
Oh, too funny. Well, so who is your favorite bike instructor then?
I'll go first. Nick.
Okay, go ahead.
Shut up. You're talking enough.
It's Tony Horton.
Tony Horton. No. So I have a great answer for this. I was in an acting class back in 2018 with a young man named Bradley Rose.
Oh, yeah.
Who was this handsome British posh man who was a very serious actor. He was a great actor and he was really cool dude. And I was always like, oh, I like that guy. And then we lost touch, you know, because the pandemic and I was on the thing. I was on the bike and I was like, holy shit, that's Bradley Rose. And so I took one of his classes to support him. And then I found that his classes sort of cater to a more moderate middle-aged female crowd. And I was like, yeah, this is my speed. So he is my favorite instructor, not only because I know him personally, but because he isn't too hard.
And because he's dreamy.
And he's very dreamy. I didn't know this, but I guess he is a survivor of a stroke,
yes.
Which is incredibly inspiring.
It is because it wasn't that long ago that they told him he couldn't exercise at all anymore. And now he's just doing these amazing classes. And he did a whole thing on Instagram about that. It was really interesting to read or to hear his story.
He's a better man than I am. If a doctor told me to never exercise again,
there would be
no second opinion. I'd be like, well, doctor.
What are you going to do?
Thank you. Orders.
Yeah. Here's 2 times my copay. Thank you for your service.
Was that really weird? A surreal moment seeing somebody that you actually know up there? Because we know them in parasocial relationships. That's very different.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it was cool, but Nick and I are both actors and we've been acting for a long time. And so you're sort of accustomed to seeing your friends on TV or pop up in a commercial or do this or that. So it was a surprise just because I didn't know that he was a fitness mogul guy. But it was, it is an experience I have a lot where it's like, oh, hey, good for him, you know? And especially usually when you see someone who's a similar type to you as an actor on TV, you're like, well, that guy.
Yeah.
You're
fine.
You can say guy.
Okay. why didn't I get that audition? But for this, it's like, oh, there's 0% chance that I was going to be a Peloton instructor. So this is really cool for him. And
I can truly celebrate your success because
exactly.
I don't want it. Yeah,
I don't want it. You can have it. It's okay for me.
Congratulations on being a dentist.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
Might as well be an astronaut.
Right. If he had been an OBGYN, on the other hand.
Well,
yes. See.
Right. One of my best friends is an OBGYN.
And you're insanely jealous.
When you hear the stories, it's not as luxurious as you think.
I always make that joke. And then I'm like, but you don't get to pick who the patients are.
Yeah.
So
I'm feeling very female at this moment. I once had a female OBGYN tell me a story about how she had a cut on her finger.
Oh.
Oh no, where's this going?
It's a career-ending injury.
She was like, this is a real problem because she could not do examinations all that day. And it was a real problem. And she was really, she just told me this random story. That's what popped into my head when you told me that.
My mom has eczema on her hand. She can't cut certain citrus.
Oh,
it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah. It's very,
is it
very similar.
Depending. Yeah. It's the Venn diagram overlap. So I'm just curious, what was your fitness level like pre-Peloton? Were you doing anything at all?
Nick, go for it.
Yeah, I work out quite a bit. So I don't do Peloton every single day. I do it about 3 times a week. I mix it in, but I mostly work out with Tony still, and Chris does as well. And I don't have a gym membership. I do everything at home. So I have all my weights, pull-up bar, everything here in my little apartment. Although I think I've probably ruined my door frame with my pull-up bar. And I try to work out 6 times a week and mix in cardio with Dina resistance. You wouldn't be able to tell by looking at me. I've made zero progress. No, I'm kidding. I made a little progress, but the Peloton has certainly helped quite a bit because it's just, like I said, you just kind of, I like the mindlessness of just strapping in and just do what they tell you to do.
Yeah.
Especially when you're working out at home and alone, it's hard to get that motivation. So
I would agree. Yeah. What about you, Chris?
Yeah, I'm similar. I do belong to a gym because I need that. I need to remove myself from my home because I do a lot of my work from home as an actor and writer and podcaster. So for me, having somewhere to go to be like, okay, I'm here. It's similar to with Peloton where you have a task, you're clipped in. 30 minutes, finish it. Going to the gym helps me do that. But yeah, I try to work out 4 to 5 days a week. I'm sure in the new year, I'm going to be like, nope, my resolution is to do it more and to be more efficient about it, you know? Because it's also easy to get into a routine where you're like, okay, well, I'll just do arms today. And then your biceps are massive and your legs are little chicken feet and you look like Gru from Despicable Me.
But, if they do a live action adaptation, you are set.
Yeah, I would love that. Although I got in this argument the other day with my girlfriend. How tall do you think Gru is?
Oh, that's a good
point. I looked it up. There's an answer.
Oh, right?
I can honestly say I've never thought about it.
I would guess
it's like
5'2".
I was thinking 5'5". That was my guess.
Yeah.
6'7".
Yeah, he's like 7 to 8 feet tall.
Well, that would mean those little girls are like 4.5 to 5 feet tall for their ages.
Right. It does make sense. Well, they say it's because the minions are two and a half feet tall and he's like 3.5 minions high. Huh. And so that's the math they use.
Huh.
Who's right. they?
The minion people.
The people at DreamWorks Animation or whoever is responsible for group Illumination.
Illumination.
Yeah, I was saying
right?
that's not Pixar.
Yeah, yeah,
I hate minions so much.
Oh my God, he's such an anti-minion guy.
My father is a minion. How dare you, sir?
So you were adopted?
It's a recessive gene, okay?
You're neither short nor yellow. So.
They thought it was jaundice, and then they realized.
It was his heritage.
Yeah.
Does he go around on Halloween like, my culture is not your costume?
He just like, Mom, look at this. Like, Dad, stop. You're embarrassing me.
Banana. Banana.
But at least you're bilingual. That's
you do speak fluent minion.
I think the minions are cute.
I hate them so damn much.
He gets mad at them.
That's
such a funny thing to be passionately passionate about.
It really is.
Well, and you know, there's so few things in this world that you're allowed to hate anymore. And so it's nice to have one that so nobody can really get mad at you about. Well, right? Like, it's not like, oh, this Norwegians.
That's funny.
So since you guys have different times lived in New York, have you ever thought about going to the Peloton studio to take a class live? Would you do that?
I would do that. Totally. I have thought about it. I didn't know it was a realistic thing. I thought it was like invite only. I didn't know you could do that, I would totally do it. I've never even been called out in a class. I've never taken a live class. I'm very specific about the classes I take. So okay. I only do Power Zone with Matt Wilpers.
Yeah. You never got to answer who your favorite instructor is. So it's Matt Wilpers.
Oh, Matt Wilpers. Yeah.
Okay.
By far.
Okay.
I'm not good at, and we actually talk about this in our podcast, because in one of the scenes in this Royals of Malibu, she's on a bike. The whole episode is called like, Don't Dim My Sparkle, because her instructor is like, no, anybody dim your sparkle. And I'm not that kind of workout person. Like, I don't like that kind of motivation or weird cliches that don't quite work. I just like Matt Wilpers is like, this is the science. This is what we're doing. This is what we're working on. He's not able to pedal to rhythm or anything. And yeah, I'm just like, that's what I want. I want somebody to tell me what is happening.
Okay.
What is VO2 max? I don't know what the hell that is, but it makes me feel like a freaking Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I get
big
that.
Big Peloton user, Neil deGrasse Tyson, by the way. Big Peloton guy.
So is his brother, Mike.
Boo.
Huge into fitness.
Boo.
But I get that. It makes you feel like a real athlete, quote unquote. And I have to say quotes because, like, you're an athlete if you do anything, any of these. You're working out.
Crystal,
you're an athlete.
No, I am not.
But no, it does. Like, when you're doing the science behind it and you understand it and you're like, I'm making a choice to do this and here's why. And he explains it. That's training. Like, you're really training. Yeah. You're not just riding a bike. And so I feel like there's stages of Peloton from that vantage point, too, because when I first got my bike, I was like, I'm going to be a real bike athlete and I'm going to do all the things, and I did heart rate training and I got my VO2 max tested and I did all the things.
Bought a bib.
I did buy a bib.
I know.
Was it for all the drooling?
No, that's...
Well, once I started doing the tonal.
Oh my God. No, it's like the bike shorts that you wear, like the whole thing, like it's a little outfit that you have to wear whenever you're on the bike for hours on end so that nothing hurts, let's just say. And Matt Wilpers was the very first instructor that brought those to Peloton, that he was the first one to wear them, and he still wears them. But he's a serious outside rider. And so I got an outside bike and I was going to do all those things. And then I stopped having fun and I was like, I need to go back and just like do things that are just make me have fun for a while, because I got too serious and I was like, it stopped to being like, oh, this is something fun I do. It was like,
yeah.
I had to do this class and I had to do it 3 times a week because I had to up my FTP for the next time I did my test, and it started being stressful. And I was just like, this kind of takes all the fun out of it. So I just...
Yeah.
But that's what's great about Peloton, right?
It is
that there are so many different ways you can interact with it. It's not just one teaching style rammed down your throat.
That's like, exactly right.
For a lot of people, they need the fun. That's what brings them back. For other people, they want to know that, like, I'm not wasting my time. They want the science. Like, yeah. I totally get it. I was going to say, you said you only take Matt Wilper's classes. And so here's the problem with that. You need to take at least one class with a different instructor, because while Matt Wilper's is your favorite instructor, if he's the only instructor you take, he's also your least favorite instructor.
That's true.
That's sad. True. Also, if he ever leaves, you will be so sad.
Oh, what then?
Yeah. I don't know if you guys have watched what goes on the internet about these instructors, but I see a lot of the stuff that people get really upset. And I mean really upset when an instructor leaves. Like, it's a thing.
It's always ugly.
It's real ugly. Yeah. And so,
is there like lots of drama behind it? Like, are they like poached by other companies?
No,
or
I would say Peloton is probably like the gold standard.
They're the pinnacle
of like being a cycling instructor. But when
it's
they
like
leave,
leaving Styx to join Damn Yankees. Why would you do that?
Who would do that?
Yeah. See, pop culture.
We're Mets fans.
But no, it's not like drama, because like people are just upset that they can no longer take classes with their favorite instructor. There is no other instructor like Matt Wilper's for some people. But
do they remove their content from there? Can they
eventually
replay old
so
ones?
Eventually they will. It takes years.
Unless
there is drama. Yeah. And like one instructor who allegedly sent some pictures.
Well, and then Daniel McKenna.
I know, I was getting there.
Oh, okay.
Then there was the instructor who sent some pictures that were not asked for via social media to several ladies.
Just before and after shots.
Yeah. They were more during shots.
So his stuff got removed like the same day. I've never seen Peloton do that.
It was like how Soviet Russia would like, delete you from existence.
He did
like,
not
you
exist.
You never existed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was stricken from the record.
Yeah, he was.
Wow. Yeah, he had Voldemort. No idea Anthony Weiner rode bikes.
And then there was the instructor who like said he wasn't real happy with Peloton when he left, and that caused lots of drama, and he tried to sue him. It got ugly.
It got real ugly. His stuff was just like gone.
Yeah. Well, they came to some kind of settlement, but who knows what it looks like. But part of that settlement was that they were taking all of his content down. That was part of the settlement. So other than that, it stays up for, I would say, 2 to 3 years, and then it goes away.
It just slowly kind of just fades out, like just through attrition goes away.
Yes.
So you should tell us about your guys' podcasts.
Yes, please do.
Absolutely. So Nick and I both play brothers on a fiction podcast called The Royals of Malibu, which is like a teenage drama, sort of a new age Cinderella story about a young woman whose parents pass away, and she has to move to Malibu with this family, the Royals. And the Royals are led by their father, Callum, and he has two boys, Easton and Reed, played by Nick and myself. And this young woman lives with them and is incorporated into their lives. And there's drama and sex and drugs and rock and roll.
Very little rock and roll.
Very little rock and roll. Very different than our high school experiences, for sure. But it's been this great podcast led by a young woman named Alyssa McKay, who's very popular on TikTok and Instagram. And she plays Ella, who's the lead. And we've done two seasons and it was extremely popular. It peaked at number one on the fiction podcast charts. And it's been really, the fans have been amazing. And Nick and I, in an effort to sort of capitalize or not capitalize, but, you know, dive in even further.
Take advantage of the momentum.
Yes, exactly. Ride the wave. We were like, what if we did a re-listen companion podcast? So we launched this podcast where we review each episode. We sort of do behind the scenes. We dive in to the meat and the themes of the episode, and we have special guests to talk about it. And it's been really fun.
How long has the like companion podcast been going?
We started that a few weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Ooh,
couple months ago. We just really, our first episode was released a few weeks ago. So we're almost done recapping the whole second season. We started with the second season because that was just was what was released. But yeah, it's still relatively new, but we have been really pleasantly surprised with the reaction to it and the downloads and the interactions and all of that. It's been really great.
That's awesome.
The fans are amazing because, you know, what's better than two aging millennials talking about a Gen Z soap opera? People seem to like it.
I bet people really enjoy hearing your take on it, though. Since you're in it, they have that parasocial relationship with you as the actors, and then you're actually talking about it. I mean, that's, of course people are excited about that, because yeah, that gives them like an inside look at how it all works.
Should we do that? Should we go back through our old episodes?
Oh, God, yeah, no. Just kind of...
And then be like,
so funny, the director's cut.
Yeah.
So well, it is very reminiscent of that, the DVR or DVD commentary.
Yeah.
Or, you know, that we used to have, but it doesn't even exist anymore because nobody has DVDs
or commentary.
No,
unfortunately, right. Everybody has commentary.
Yeah. That's, no, yeah, that's true. No,
I find most people don't have opinions about things.
Where is this magical place on the internet that you are?
I know, right? I wish.
Friendster.
It is interesting because we do have to sort of toe this line between honoring and not destroying the illusion of the characters in the podcast, but also being ourselves, which are inherently very different. I play an 18-year-old teenage hunk brooding heartthrob.
With a six-pack.
Exactly. With six-pack abs. And it's not exactly who I am. And we want to talk about it and not take it so seriously. But also, we don't want to come across as if we're mocking it or taking it for granted, because it's been so good to us. It's really fun and the fans love it. So we want to enhance it without denigrating it in any way.
No,
totally.
And
the fan engagement has honestly been just the icing on top of it. The truth is, you know, we poke fun at each other, but working with, being able to work with Chris and play brothers with Max or brothers is like a dream come true. So it's been a lot of fun.
So you guys don't like fight all day or anything? Because I would think like you live not that far from each other, then you work together all day, and then you have another podcast outside of it. This feels like a recipe for some fights, I feel like.
Yeah, luckily our parents, they did a good job, and we're all big fans of each other. We have an older sister as well, so we don't fight too much.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. And a lot of times that's kind of luck of the draw. As a parent, there's only so much you really have control over.
Facts.
You think you do, but you don't.
Yeah.
Whenever I see somebody on Dateline, like the parent of the murderer, I'm just like, that ain't your fault.
Well, that's... sometimes.
Okay.
A little bit.
Sometimes.
Like 80% of the time, I'm like, that's not your fault.
Yeah.
The other 20%, I'm like, you should be in jail. So is your next podcast going to be a re-listen of your re-listen podcast? Is this just going to be like go on forever, like putting a mirror in front of a mirror?
It only makes sense. And I think as you get deeper and deeper, you will only uncover more and more until we have some really great emotional breakthroughs and discover the true meaning of life.
Sound of one hand clapping.
Yeah.
Which is what those during pictures were.
Oh my God. What? Stop.
That wasn't a hand.
Well, guys, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us. This has been a lot of fun.
It has.
And we really
appreciate
it.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, this is amazing. You're wonderful.
He sounds so surprised.
I know. He was like,
no, I'm not surprised.
We thought this was
going
to be really stupid.
He did. Before we came on, he was like, Chris, brace yourself. These people are going to be insane and boring.
But they have a great theme song, so let's just do it.
Power through.
Let's go into a Google Meet room instead and just pretend like we...
No.
What happened?
We waited. Well, honestly, I don't know where you were.
I mean it. You have such a great... You're so great with each other. It's awesome. This is so fun.
Well, so are you guys. And clearly that comes through to your fans actors and brothers as actors. That's very meta. Yeah. Does your sister ever feel left out? I have to ask that.
She definitely does, which she's not in the arts and she's not in the business. And she is such an important part of our lives and is so influential in both of our careers. But there are times, especially now that I live in LA and she's still on the East Coast, where she's like, well, what about me? Like, you know, like, how come you never talk about me? But our sister Jacqueline is a wonderful woman. We're so
lucky. She's a therapist. So very important to the acting and writing world.
Yeah, it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Ain't that the truth?
So real quick, let everybody know where they can find you guys on the social medias.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, you can follow the Royals of Malibu, both the original fiction podcast and the Royal Boys on the Royals of Malibu feed, anywhere you get your podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, etc. If you want to follow me, I am at C. Cafaro across all platforms.
And I am at N. Cafaro across all platforms.
Wonderful.
Even their co-branding is consistent.
I know. And you can tell that's how they sign off when they do their podcast, because that's exactly how they roll.
They went right into the voice.
I usually go first.
Oh, do you?
Okay, well, I was going to let you go, but now I've got to ask. What was the conversation like deciding which one of you went first?
Oh.
With what? Losing our virginities?
Yeah.
That was God's choice.
Yeah. With
We don't really.
You just do it.
We just do
we just
it. Yeah.
Bumble our way through and then
fix it in post.
That's fabulous. All right.
Well, thank you very much for hanging out with us. It's been a lot of fun.
It has.
It has been a great it's time. Thank you so much. I'll think about you every time I'm sweating on my bike.
Yay.
And I'll think about you every time I'm not.
Every moment of every day.
Yes, constant. I win. So I guess that brings this episode to a close. Until next week, where can people find you?
You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/CrystalDOKeefe, and you can find me on all the socials in the Peloton leaderboard at ClipBellCrystal.
And you can find me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at facebook.com/TomOKeefe. You can find the show online at facebook.com/TheClipOut. While you're there, like the page, join the group. And of course, don't forget our Patreon, where for $5 a month, you get all sorts of bonus content, and we like you a little extra. Shh. So that's it for this one. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, keep pedaling.
And rowing.
And running.